Very difficult, no? If you say, we have to serve the holy name, in order to serve someone, you have to reach to the platform where that person is. So here, it says, Nama Chintamani Krishna Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha Purna Suddha Nitya Mukta Abhinatat Nama Namina. The Supreme Absolute Truth constitute of four things we should remember. Supreme Absolute Truth, because Holy Name is Supreme Absolute Truth. All the existence has a spiritual, marginal and external. The entire existence is expansion of his bodily effulgence called Tanubha. Jat Advaita Brahma Upanishadi Tad Upasya Tanubha. So there's four Brahman need to be understood. There's one Brahman who is the absolute truth. Name is Param Brahma, Param Dhamma. Arjuna said in Bhagavad Gita, also in Bhagavatam says, aho bhagyam, nanda gopa varjastinam, jat mitrani paramananda, purna brahma sanatana. This Nanda Maharaj's son is the purna brahma. What does that mean? That from him, by his sweet will, a effulgence expand unlimitedly, that is called Nirvishesh Brahman. So from Supreme Brahman, impersonal Brahman manifests. Now you have to catch. Impersonal Brahman does not exist by its own right. You understand that logic? Like if you put a candle and you'll see most of the Prabhupada's lecture so much heavy against Mayavad and impersonalism. Almost like one third of Prabhupada's lecture is like heavily bashing, smashing, crashing like. So then if you think that what is that concept, was very interestingly, Prabhupada was giving lecture and he was very heavily speaking about that. This impersonalist actually spoiled the spiritual path by dictating or influencing others to be attracted to this impersonal concept. So Prabhupada was very heavy. So Kesava Bharati Maharaj, he thought impersonalist is like a group of people who practice impersonalism in India. So after the class, he went to Prabhupada. He says, oh, I'm so sorry, Prabhupada, you are very heavy. Maybe it was for some group in India, like impersonalists. And then Prabhupada turned back. No, I'm talking about you. Yes, he's going to die. Then when Prabhupada said he's talking about you, and Maharaj was like, whoa, me? I am impersonalist? If you have Bhagavad Gita, you can see in 4:10, Vitarāga bhaya kṛda manmaya mam āśrita bhava gena tapasya putam bhavam. In that verse, in the middle to the end, Prabhupada put, everybody is born with three things. Negligence of spiritual life, fear of spiritual identity. What is the fear of spiritual identity? What does that mean? It's in Bhagavad Gita, you can see. Is it true like people are afraid of spiritual identity? Very good. You're catching, very good. Actually they are. Nobody even thinks, but Prabhupada said you are born with it. And then the third thing is the due to the material contamination, the frustration arising and frustration will lead one to voyeurism. What is voyeurism? Buddhism, spreading. That's why people are attracted to that, very much attracted to that. They are frustrated with this life existence. And then they are naturally attracted to something, easy way to escape. That's why these three things. So then when we hear that Prabhupada was actually talking about us, the devotee, that impersonalism is us, not a group, another way. So why I'm bringing this point, this is very important that from our heart, since Prabhupada heavily spoke, we should always remember this impersonal conception is like a light of a candle that lighted, illuminating the lights. Now, if you say you obtain the spiritual goal, what is it? Brahma-Bhuta platform. Brahma-Bhuta platform is very contagious. Contagious in a sense that spiritually you can be happy and you don't want to go further because you are happy. You follow? That can be also contagious. It is not necessary. We want to be ultimately happy in spiritually, there's no question. Bindati Atmani Jat Sukham. Bhagavad Gita Krishna says, Bindati Atmani, in fifth chapter, Bindati Atmani Jat Sukham, that you will experience happiness within. So Prabhupada says, material happiness means you drawing happiness from outside. Tell me one person in entire Alachua or Gainesville, besides devotee, that not drawing happiness from outside. Everybody, material sense enjoyment means I have to depend on somebody or some other things outside for my happiness. Prabhupada said that is material. So what is spiritual happiness? It begins within. In 5:21. Bhajya sparsheshu asaktamana bindati atmani jat sukham sabrahma yoga yukta atma sukham akshayam asnuti. That you, those who are in contact with spiritual existence called Brahma-Bhuta platform, they are called asaktamana, means they are liberated. So they are liberated from the material world means they come in contact with this position where they are not involved in sense gratification and they experience a pleasure within. Is that a fake pleasure? This doubt will come. So Krishna, Lord Krishna is so merciful, you know, he knew that I'll have a doubt. So he says, Sab Brahma Yoga Yukta Atma. No, he's not. He's experienced the happiness because he's connected with me. Make sense? Now, how long that happiness will last? Then, next sentence he put, Sukham Akshayam Asmute. This experience, it will never have any begin or end. Once it is connected, he will stay there. These are beginning of impersonal contact with the Lord. Now, you know, if I touch your shadow, I'm not really touching you in a sense. You follow? But when you touch Krishna's effulgence, which is impersonal concept, you actually touching Krishna. Why? Because Prabhupada gave that example that candle is like a spiritual world and devotees are holding in the candle. Devotees, the happiness is like a light. Now if the candle is here and you are say 10 foot far from there and you are sitting there, you said, I came in contact with the candle now, I am happy. That's true. What happened if the candle moves in the other room? What happened? You are disconnected. So come to this understanding. If you are focusing on the impersonal conception or light, not the candle, but the light of the candle, then you should think that the light of the candle does not exist by its own right. Got it? That means those who are jnani, Prabhupada talks so much about it. Those who are jnani, they are pursuing into that happiness. We are pursuing also same happiness. No, we are pursuing the source of the happiness, Krishna, a person, a loving service. But they are pursuing what coming out from Krishna, and they don't want, they don't care about Krishna, they care for this Brahma Sukha, happiness of this Brahman. But problem is why they will fall down? Because the light of the candle depends on the candle, not the own existence. They have no right to exist. So therefore there is a danger. So why we are personalized? We are fascinated, we adore personality of Godhead. We adore to be in loving service, not just spiritual bliss. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur, appearance day is coming. One time he was trying to explain a little bit about this, that spiritual happiness, when you come in contact with Brahmananda, how happy it is. Then after a few minutes he said, wait, we are discussing about Brahmananda, this is not our goal. Now there is a Prabhupada give a very nice analogy. By measurement or calculation, you think we are Keshagra sato bhagasya sadrisya satanka. If you cut tip of your hair into 100 times and then you take one part, you cut into another 100 times, then it will be equal to the soul. Yes? Yeah? So how much happiness can you get if you are that small? How much? You can see an ant and I am. Okay, there is a big jar of honey. Okay, I'm looking at the ant and I'm looking myself. If I want, actually I can finish the whole jar. Can the ant do? So our experience of this measurement is limited, and that should not be, this is just to identify that how insignificant we are. But as for our happiness, that identity should not be calculated. Where is the proof? Mahaprabhu says. He says, Cheta Darpanam Arjanam Bhava Mahadavagni Nirvapanam Sayakairava Chandika Vitaranam. Sayakairava Chandika Vitaranam means when this benediction moon, what is benediction moon? Benediction moon means the cognition potency and pleasure potency. Cognition potency ignites our eternally positioned a relationship, a particular relationship with Supreme Absolute Truth. This is what cognition potency does. And Prabhupada says this is what it is, that when we hear that Mahaprabhu delivering thousands of people, big devotees, they are delivering thousands of people. What does that mean? Prabhupada asked that question and he's backing the answer in Chaitanya Charitamrita, two places at least I found. One is chapter 6, 160, and also Madhya Lila 7.99 or 109, one of these verses. In the purport you will see Prabhupada ask that question and he answers in the purport that delivering means these two potency. We have to understand these two potency, we have to experience within us that two potency. Then our success we can count. Otherwise we are chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. What is supposed to happen? It's supposed to happen something. We must check the result. Even in Shikshastakam, the first sloka has given 7 results. Not 1, 2. 7 results. 2 are negative, 5 are positive. Cheta Darpanam Arjanam is for this world. Bhava Mahadavagni Nirvapanam also for this world. These 2 are negative. Then you come five positive, spiritual, from the spiritual above. First two things is negation, getting you out of this material world. So when you say Sreya Kairava Chandrika Vitaranam, means you have a eternally, there is a grammatical meaning and then there is a esoteric meaning. So Prabhupada gives both. Lexicographic meaning means Sreya Kairava. Kairava means a flower. You know white lily? You say about white lily? Very heavy fragrance. You know, most of the fragrant flowers are not colored, mostly white. Do you notice that? Whether it's a gardenia or any white flower, generally they have a more fragrance than the multicolor. You know, some of the colors so beautiful, but not much fragrance. So in this verse, Mahaprabhu says, Shreya Kairava. Kairava means Korobi flower. It's a white, small, small flower. Do you know how they bloom? But we chant this mantra. Shreya Kairava Chandrika Vitaranam Vidyabodhu Jivanam. Every Sunday we do. What, this is Korobi flower. Shreya Kairava means that Korobi flower, it blooms only when the moon is in the sky. The moon extend hand and literally blooms everyone. Means the moon rays. Moon rays is moon himself. Moon self extending and open. When it opens, what is the difference between before and then? Thank you. Who said that? Very good. You're thinking. It's very nice. That as soon the flower, even middle of the night, I remember in Mayapur, we used to like sleep on the roof, sometimes so hot. And then you would feel the fragrance sometimes, so heavy coming from the, you know, outside. Ooh, what is the fragrance? Kairava flower. Sreya Kairava, Kairava means the white flower. Chandrika means the moon is making it bloom. So the moon making the Chandrika flower, Kairavi flower bloom. What does that mean? We are each one like a flower. And I'm not bloomed yet. So when these two potency comes from the heart of spiritual master, then it makes our heart bloom. What is blooming means? That time we will count our real treasures. That our relationship with the Lord will have some feeling established. You know what goes with the feeling? Possessiveness with my Lord. Prabhupada made it very heavy, very nicely, scientifically, in opening of Bombay temple, in groundbreaking ceremony. He says, how do you make Krishna, how do you make yourself believe in Krishna? We discussed that many times. Then some devotee says, well, Prabhupada, you are saying Krishna is the Supreme Lord. Okay, that's very good. Krishna is Supreme Lord. How do you accept it? So they said, Prabhupada, you are saying Krishna is Supreme Lord, so we are listening. We are accepting that way. Prabhupada said, that's good. Something more? Then some other, Mahamsa Maharaj is the one who told this story. And the other devotees said, oh, Bhagavad Gita says, Krishna says, I am the supreme origin. Ahami sarva jagyanam bhukta cha prabhura eva cha. 924. He also says, aham sarvasya prabhava matta sarvam pravartate matta paratara nanat. Many, many verses. Krishna claimed his position as a supreme, unparalleled, no equal. So, Bhagavad Gita said, Prabhupada said, that's also very nice. Something more? And the way Prabhupada made it, so nice. And we should think like this. Why we believe Krishna is Supreme Lord? Well, Krishna himself claimed, no scripture in this world actually anybody claimed like that. So boldly. And then our spiritual master Prabhupada himself is propagating that. Then Prabhupada says something more. He said, all the acharyas, they accepted Krishna as the Supreme Lord. And Arjuna quoted this. Asita Deva Besha. He gave the whole name. ব্যাসদেব, অল দিস বিগ বিগ আচার্য অ্যাকসেপ্টেড ইউ আর দ্য পরব্রহ্ম পরম ধাম পবিত্রম পরমম ভবান, দ্যাট ইউ আর দ্য সুপ্রিম। সো ইউ থিঙ্ক প্রভুপাদ ওয়াজ হ্যাপি? নাও ইউ আর স্টিল আস্কিং মোর, সামথিং মোর। সো দে কুড নট সে ইট, দেন প্রভুপাদ সেজ ইন্ট্রোস্পেক্টিভলি মিন্স ইউ হ্যাভ টু গ্রো আপ উইথ ইট, introspectively within you you have to accept that Krishna is the supreme lord, is your only master, only lover, then it is complete. So other three things, as per Prabhupada is saying Krishna is God, Bhagavad Gita saying, other acharya saying, that's all good, we should know, but until I accepted it, his position as a supreme Lord and lover is not established yet in the heart. So cognition potency is eternally exist, and who is the predominating deity of cognition potency? Krishna himself. Three potencies are most important in our spiritual practice every day. One potency is called existential. Existential, anything that exists, we exist eternally, yes, ajo nitya sasya, we exist, we are eternal. Everything, even elements in the material world, even Einstein, I don't know how he got this, but almost aligned with our, he says in the conservation of energy, there is no annihilation or destruction, it's only transformation. We also, not that we accept, this is our philosophy, somehow or other he got it. Or maybe Krishna revealed to him. So we also accept that. That existential potency means where Krishna exists. Where Krishna exists? Where? Everywhere, but then we cannot see. How do you answer that? Now you have to know. Because Prabhupada did give in the book, repeated in the purport of Bhagavatam. Krishna exists always on Shuddha Satya platform, pure goodness. And 99% people in this world exist in a passion and ignorance. These two potencies, they are existing. That is the cause of all trouble. Devotee means they must exist on a goodness. It is still under Maya, but goodness is touching the spiritual world. Goodness to pure goodness is next door. But if somebody is passion and ignorance, they are very far, far, far from the reality. That's why if something happens, ignorance people try to escape from life. They kill themselves. They take a shelter of drug or whatever, some shelter they want. They want to escape from the reality of life. This is the reality Krishna speaks in Bhagavad Gita very clearly, how the soul under the influence of the modes, the ignorant people try to escape. If anything happened in their life, they escape how? By taking shelter of tamogun object, alcohol, depression, all kinds of stuff. They take. They become depressed because that's the shelter they have. Then those who are little better, rajagun, they're very reactive. That is also bad, but that's little better than the other one. Because the other one, they can go depression to a level where suicidal. So those who are reactive, at least they will create something that it's better, because soul is by nature active. Still it is bad, because they will react, they will take a revenge, they will envy, or they will try to remove the obstacle in life. Yes, sir.
Might people sometimes be better off in ignorance rather than passion, because the passion is to get themselves into more trouble?
No. Ignorance actually takes the soul to such a lower level that he does not have any hope to come to Krishna consciousness. That's why it is lowest class. Those who are in a depressed mentality, they are kind of a far away from spiritual life. Rajoguna at least have a chance to look at Sattvaguna, but Tamaguna has no chance. And it's very unfortunate. Majority people are there in this world. And then Sattvaguna, at least they try to think, why this is happening in my life? Let me go to counseling or whatever, some seminar, something they get involved to come out of it, which is good. Much better than the other two. But the second category is big number in America, big number, the passion. They will be cheated by the eternal, by these modes of material nature. They will be cheated from the eternal truth. That's why the biggest problem is that in this conditional life, everybody is starving spiritually, literally starving. They are desperate to get nourishment of pure love. They feel lonely, they feel hopeless. It's like all the time bombarded by the mind. They are so hungry in their heart. I'm not talking about the stomach hungerness. Stomach hungerness you can pacify by some food. I'm talking about the heart hungerness. So desperate. But that is not the problem. That is the disease. But when you diagnose and prescribe a spiritual practice, okay, you chant, all your problem will be, they don't believe. They got so frustrated life after life, they don't believe your word. And they don't want to take it. That is the biggest challenge in Kali Yuga. This is the biggest challenge. The medicine is there. Disease is there. Prescription is given. But cannot take it. I'm struggling even amongst, you know, some devotees. Like I'm struggling in life. I'm struggling in life, you know, even I can't even chant. I say, who is stopping you? Who is stopping? Who? Is there any history in our book or literature that ever any devotee was stopped? Vishakshana is a great devotee in South India. Srila Gauranga Maharaj emphasized it. Vishakshana was the Shivaratri day. He was resting. He's a pure devotee. Then this Shaivayat, he was sick in the big temple, thousands of people came. He says, this Vaishnava, today you cannot worship Krishna, you worship Shiva. He said, Shiva and Krishna, I don't see any difference. He's a devotee and Bhagavan. They are in love amongst themselves. Harihar Atma. In Mayapur, there's a place called Nishingapalli. If you went there, there's a Harihar deity is there. The Lord Shiva and Lord Vishnu, they are so much in love. There is a form, you know, very sweet. Even Advaita Acharya, when he was explaining Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's coming down and with Mahavishnu and he's a Shiva also, they are in love. This loving form is actually Advaita Acharya. Sadashiv and Karandasai Vishnu. They were like merged in love, in crying that Lord Chaitanya is coming. So Harihar Atma is there. So then he said, well, everything belongs to Krishna, I have to offer to Krishna. Would you offer, I'm going to ask you a question. If you are stuck in a place, I'm going to come back because I'm going a little too far. That if you are stuck in a temple where there is some God that they do not see any connection with Krishna and they think that God is ultimate God that exists by itself but has nothing to do with the spiritual truth. And they want you to serve that God. If you don't serve, they will kill you. What would you do? What would you do? Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur asked that question. Yeah? Huh? Serve who, that God? But if it is a form of a Ganesh, no, we believe he is supreme. You have to offer everything in his name. They know how to hear the mantra. This has happened to Vishakshana, I tell you. At that time you will not be talking, you have to act. Would you worship Ganesh as a Krishna? Or you would offer the fruits and flower and all this bhoga prepared, offered to Krishna? You don't care about it. In your mind you will offer, but the real things you will offer to Ganesh. Are you trying to convince me? No, no, we are not, they are not interested of philosophy.
Well, what kind of artificial construct is it? I mean, is this going to happen? And it did happen.
This happened.
Does it matter then? I mean, does it matter? Can you just...
Do you know that in our life, if you go to Mayapur, this Durga Puja just passed, you will ask how many devotees during the Durga Puja time, that all these Kali worshipper, Durga worshipper almost forces devotee to take prasadam. No, they offer to Kali and they will give you some prasadam, you have to take it. No, do not. Vishakshana was such a great devotee. Prabhupada came also something like this. I'll tell you a story. Vishakshana came to this point, so he offered, he said, oh, these people are so angry. Nishingadev, my lord, you came in a form of Nishingadev. In his mind, he set it up and he said, idam puspam klim Nishingadevaya namaha. They know the Sanskrit also. You know, in India, those worshippers, they know the, hey, you chanted Nishingadev, not Shiva. He pulled out the sword. Vishakshana was not afraid. Why? Because Krishna is in the heart of that that guy with the sword. He's in the heart of that Shivalinga. He's in the heart of all these living beings. That perception you must develop in order to be fearless. Jarabharata established this. Jarabharata was brought to a point where they're going to kill him. But he was so convinced that Krishna exists everywhere. Is this just a philosophy or we believe it? Prabhupada says in his early life, when he used to hear this philosophy from Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur, of course he's acting as a, like an ordinary. He said, I could not understand, but I had one thing, I would believe the word of my guru. That's the only qualification, he says, I had. I would believe. So whatever Krishna says, do we believe it? Now you may say, you may put a nice logic. Isn't devotee's prasad is more important than Krishna's prasad? Because it's Mahaprasad. Krishna's offering is not Mahaprasad. Krishna's offering is prasad. But when it is taken by the devotee, then it comes down, then you know, Prabhupada's time they used to come, offer to Prabhupada and then it goes to the devotees and then everybody just takes. Then it becomes Mahaprasad. Yes, demigods are devotees. But do the demigod take this offering? That's the question. If I believe this demigod is also supreme, and Krishna, demigod, one of the six offenses. If I claim as a Vaishnava, Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur says, one of the six things, first thing, ask yourself in order to claim as a Vaishnava. And one of the six things is, they consider Krishna is another God. Is Krishna another God? Or Krishna is the only God? Only God. Krishna is the only God. And even Balaram himself claimed this to Duryodhan, when Duryodhan says, we don't like Krishna, but we like you. We heard you are God, so we'll take shelter of you. Then Balaram was very angry. He says, Ekela Ishara Krishna Ar Sava Bhitta Jare Joiche Nache Toiche Kare Nitta. And Prabhupada says, Balaram spoke this. Krishna is the only by himself, for himself, of himself. Nobody made him God. He is made himself God. He is for himself, by himself. Nothing. I cannot exist. You cannot exist without him. Because we are Shakti, energy. But Krishna exists by his own right. It is our interest, if we want to be eternally happy life, to be contacted to him, to be connected to him. We don't have existence by our own right. We go to deep sleep. In the dream, okay, you may exist in a dream world, but in deep sleep you don't even exist. When you are in the mother tummy for 9 months, how long did you remember who you are? And when you leave this world, how do you know you exist? Your awareness is lost. Therefore, for more we focus on Krishna by chanting Krishna's name, automatically we'll come out of that ignorance and fearless, we'll become fearless. This is basic required, compulsory required. All the demigod worshipper, I remember we were trapped many times, and personally inquiring, I did not understand those days the philosophy well, but now I look at back, and I talk to those Hindus, you know, those who are fascinated, even in Gainesville they worship. So tell me, any Purana explains that position of Krishna and the position of Kali that you worship. You know, Kali, does ever Kali comes in front of Krishna? Never. Kali always in the back. Never. That form of God or energy or shadow potency of Ramadevi never comes in front of Krishna. Bhakti yogena manasi sammak praninta amale apasya purusha Krishna mayaya tad apasraya. Prabhupada translated, then Vyasadeva saw from far, there is a lady in the back of Krishna's backside. And then he saw further, all these souls are being controlled by her and she is punishing. Vyasadeva felt very compassionate by seeing this. Maya never comes in front of Krishna. That's why Prabhupada gave that logic to that pilot in the airplane, you remember? That the pilot, you know, in the plane there's two pilots, always, in a big plane. So there's a co-pilot, he was fascinated, so he came to sit next to Prabhupada and he says, there is so much evil in this world. Why is evil in this world? You know, typical, everybody thinks like that. But Prabhupada is so compassionate, he says, because they turned away from Krishna, turned away from God. What do you mean turned away? He said, when you look at the sun, do you see your shadow? Do you? No. When you see your shadow, when you turn away from the sun, Maya is that shadow. But when we serve or we chant, if we are not seeing Krishna, then our chanting is not reaching to Absolute. And Srila Prabhupada said to Bhagavan Das in his letter, that if our chanting is not connecting to the Absolute, then the faith, the belief, the inner realization will not produce the result of chanting. I'm chanting, but if I'm thinking of mundane Maya, it's not possible. It's not connecting to Absolute. Our chanting must connect to the Absolute. If you are facing a person, will you not see him? And if you are seeing Krishna, it's not possible you can see anybody else. In the Raslila, Krishna gave himself, each gopi, individually, alone, completely. Did other gopis see, wow, there was a billion gopis. Is same Krishna with everyone? They forgot everything. Why? Because all the forms of anything that exists in Krishna alone. It is not possible looking at Krishna and thinking somebody else also. That means I'm not seeing really Krishna. I'm seeing just some idea I had about Krishna. This is our goal. It is not possible. When you look at Krishna, not possible anything else exists because everything is in him. Idam Vishram Bhagavanivetara Jana. Many verses. Nirapeksham Munim Shantam Bimatsara Samadarsanam Anubrajami Aham Nittam Pujet Angri Renubi. The whole material, cosmic manifestation, spiritual material. There is a famous verse if you want to learn. Krishna says, Prabhupada translated, Krishna Ek Sarvasrai Krishna Sarvadham. Krishna Sharire Sarva Vishara Vishram. All the energy, all the existence, material, Alachwa including, that's my translation, I Prabhupada didn't put it. Alachwa, your house, your own mind, everything in Krishna's body. Simultaneously, he also outside. We are always with Krishna. It is not possible anything exists that is not within Krishna. Sarvadham, all the spiritual world within him. So more meditation on that, then automatically it removes. So now back to this. The demigod worshipper, most of 99.9% demigod worshipper, they do not have a good conception of Krishna. Because they don't have a good conception of absolute truth, they think any form of God is also a God. And that is illusion. That's why Prabhupada gives that logic. If you are watering to the leaves or branches and you don't want to water to the root, what happens? You don't serve Vishnu, you don't serve Krishna, you can serve the whole world. You want to serve the poor people, you want to serve the Christmas, deprived, poverty or needy, hurricane. People wants to serve everybody except the root. So this problem of this world will never solve. Our proposition is you are serving anywhere. And if you don't find anybody to serve, then you get a cat or a dog. You see this every day. They don't find some time to serve anybody. They don't want to have a relationship or family or anybody. Then they have a cat or a dog. They are serving there. Service you cannot stop. But so long they do not serve Krishna, there is a problem. I give you a little story of Chandidas. Everybody heard the Chandidas? Vishakshana. Okay, let me come back to there. I'll tell that story and then I'll tell you Chandidas about the demigod worshipper. Very nice. Because right now, in India, every Mahalaya, even Prabhupada was quoting that mantra, one time, because I grew up as a child of reciting that mantra. Anybody heard about Mahalaya? Durga Puja, day before Durga Puja. It's a big deal. Almost all India, they wake up to hear this radio, this mantra. They have to hear that mantra. It's called Mahalaya. Ja Devi Sarva Bhute Shakti Rupena Sanstita. Namaste, 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 namo, namo. Everybody grow up with it. And I remember many years back, I was hearing one Prabhupada's lecture, and Prabhupada quoted this. He's quoting Mahalaya mantra. Because he also grew up in Calcutta like this. Everybody hears this. But 90% people do not know who composed this originally. It was composed by Chandidas, who was a pure demigod worshipper, hated Vaishnava. Yeah. And then he became such a great Vaishnava later on because of his brother, that Supreme Absolute Truth, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, was listening his prayers and his appealing, his submission, humble gratefulness, gratitude. It was so very soothing. I'll go back to the story of Vishakshana. So in the Vishakshana, when the Shiva Bhakta says, "You have to chant Shiva." So then he says, "My Lord is only one, and I cannot serve any other master." Madhvacharya says, "If you are facing a lion, and next to you is another demigod, what do you do? Take shelter of the demigod to save, to ask for protection from the lion?" And Madhvacharya says, "If you do, you are not a Vaishnava. You are Pashundi. You do not understand what is Krishna consciousness. They are not fanatic. They want us to get out of ignorance and come to the reality that it is Krishna alone exists. But then he creates the variety, because that's the nature of relishment, variety. But it is Krishna alone. Even if you say demigod, these are nothing but a branch of his universal form. But universal form is not Satchidananda form. Krishna is Satchidananda form. Universal form does not also exist by its own right. Krishna exists by his own right. This universe can be diminished. Then what happened to the universal form? Also gone. This understanding has to be there. It's not that we are against any worshipping, but proper understanding is required. That it is only Krishna who actually is the personification, deserves every moment, every credit from every soul. It is him arranging me to talk, arranging you to hear, arranging you to be absorbed in that. He is doing everything behind, every time. So Vishakshana was not afraid. He was such a pure devotee. Then he offered another flower, idam nishinga devaya, idam puspaya dadami om nishinga devaya namaha. As soon he offered it, this guy pulled the sword to kill him, the Shivalinga burst out, Nishingadev just appeared. Nishingadev appeared. That temple is still there in South India. So loud roaring, delivered all those Shiva Bhakta by killing him, because their body is polluted with this offensive.
Most of us are probably not so advanced that if we refuse to worship the demigod, that the Shiva lady would come up and kill all of the Shiva Bhakta. That probably wouldn't happen. Might it be best as a practical instruction?
But let me ask you this.
To do whatever it takes to get out of the situation.
Yeah. But let me ask you this.
Almost on reality, the element of false instruction in the friend is seeing that it's really unlikely for that to happen to any of us. Now, maybe it's because we live in a Western culture and generally there's more order to things. And the scenario that someone's going to kill you if you don't something, it's probably not going to happen. So, you know, saying, yes, you know, Shiva is the greatest, to get out so that you can then carry on with your spiritual life. And this sort of a larger, more absolute thing, maybe what you're saying is valid, but practical as a day.
Okay. That is true, but we also follow Prabhupada's empowering us to understand this philosophy. You are thinking of different alternative, but the question is, we are testing on our faith, understanding on Krishna. It is a question of faith. You are giving a logic. If you have a cell phone and if you have a 911, all these things. Oh, I see. Oh, no, I didn't say that. No, look at this way. Mother Yashoda, so Krishna felt very heavy one day, right? So heavy, she felt that my son maybe got hunted by ghost. You know the Trinabarta story, the war ruined? So Mother Yashoda felt, why my son is so heavy? Prabhupada give that example that how we act as a devotee. So what did Mother Yashoda do? Three things she did. She started praying to Narayan. She put him down. She went immediately to call the Brahmanas to deghost him. Or how do you say it? Ghost bust. Deghost him? Is that an English? Okay. You know what I meant. Exorcism. Okay. So she is chanting, she has so much love, she's chanting and praying to Narayan, please protect my child. She immediately took care that she went to the Brahmanas to call. When she came back, of course, he was not there. You know, he went to the sky. So the point is, what you are saying, we have to act like that. That we take, but this calling Brahmana or calling 911 is also Krishna guiding. She knows that the Brahmana is here to help. So we take the help, but she was praying to Narayan. Not that, okay, Narayan, you will do whatever, I cannot do anything. No, this is not. If you have that kind of faith and you can invoke the Lord to come, but let's go back. Why obstacle comes? Let's put it that way. Whether it's a demigod or prasadam they are forcing you to eat, why obstacle comes in life? Okay, you can write it down. You can write it down, Srila Prabhupada says. Actually, the source of the obstacle is to bring me close to Krishna. There is no other purpose. I know karmis are suffering due to karma. We can say so many things, life after life. But only there is a one purpose of all the obstacle, to bring me or us close to Krishna. Now, in order to, just like a baby fell, is walking. Now, what should we do? Take the baby out of this house to other house because this floor is causing this baby fell? No. We practice on the same spot. We encourage the baby, come on, you can get up, you can do it, don't worry, you'll be okay. We keep on going. We are not escaping.
But the baby is not facing use an example from the United States. In our society, in Virginia, we have people like Ted Patrick. You've heard of Ted Patrick.
Yeah.
That was a real thing. I know a devotee who literally had Ted Patrick deprogramming him. He was basically locked up. He was a prisoner of Ted Patrick. He ate a bite of papa. He thought that was something. You know, a couple other things. Got their trust and escaped.
Yes.
So, in one sense, it's horrible. The idea that they get a body of the heart, that's just horrible. But he was able to then continue on in the spiritual life for years thereafter.
But what in his case, because I know Dhira Govinda Prabhu, he also went there.
Dhira Govinda.
He was also, yes. He was also deprogrammed. And now if you go to the question, was his faith challenged or his culturally behavior and lifestyle was challenged? There's a big difference.
What was challenged was he was being held captive by...
No, I am... That's all right. I mean, Haridas Thakur,
right.
he was arrested in the prison.
Right. But he wasn't Haridas Thakur. He was just a devotee.
No, I understand.
He wanted to get out. He got out and served, you know, was able to serve 20, 30, 40 years longer, you know,
yeah,
purify his heart. And it's discussed in the Bhagavad Gita, but...
What is the devotee name in Hawaii? That they were arresting him, and while he's writing, the officer is writing, and he was reading the Damodarastakam translation, and then in the middle of his reading, the officer says, "What is the bimba fruit?" So then he said, "Oh, he's paying attention of listening Damodarastakam." And within him, if you ask him, within him, he was actually feeling very happy. He was not feeling suffering. He did not give up his faith. What?
So just to put it, he did not give up his faith.
Correct. Right. That's our point.
So now he did not give up his faith.
Correct.
Faith. He was able to act in a manner to get out of that situation, even go to a point.
Yeah.
Doing something that would be reprehensible. But he did it because... I mean,
that
was not just a regular guy.
Yeah, I heard.
So, he got elected. So, in the example of calling worship or you got the knife or whatever it is, I mean,
no, but in reality, if somebody is actually putting an obstacle in your life, or somebody is actually challenging you something, they are not actually challenging you. They are actually need help, but they don't know how to express that I need help to understand.
No,
even this life. This life, Krishna can use you to deliver those people. Those Kali worshippers, do they belong to Kali or Krishna?
But then maybe you can do that in some other manner. I mean, I think the Yamadutas will have to take care of
That's true. But in our life, when somebody is coming from that angle, we are not interested of arguing or we are not interested of defeating that person. But we are interested to invoking the Lord's mercy in every soul, whoever comes in contact in our life. If that genuine interest is within me, then Krishna will use it. If I am open to that I want to serve, then I do not find any opposition. But if I have an ignorance, like I remember, you know, when I joined, like they used to drop us in GPO in Calcutta in 78, that they drop us in the morning 9 o'clock, and we have no way anywhere. And in Calcutta, there is no place to sit even. You know, there is no chair or anybody. Just on the road, whole day. Until like 7 o'clock, bus will come and pick us up. And you are on your own, every day distributing books. Those days, they were not pleasant, what we see Calcutta today. Those days were like CIA agent, we are like CIA agent. And like all kinds of abuse, they pull seeker every day. It was like a compulsory thing. But something kept me there. So I thank to Prabhupada for keeping me there. I don't think of why I was there, I don't know. But my point was that there's so many obstacles came, I did not even think. One person asked me, "Hey, you look like a sadhu. So why you touch the feet of a saintly person? And why the saintly person touches his hand on your head?" I don't even have any clue. And then after a few minutes he said, "You don't know." I said, "Well, let me think." "So, no, you don't know." He said, "Yeah, I don't know." And I felt embarrassed. Why I don't know? It's true. Every day we touch Sannyasi's feet or Prabhupada's feet. and you know we expect their blessing. Why? It bothered me so much, believe me, I don't know why. I was like, I always like feel I have this, I need to know. Why? Why? It's like Mother Urmila, she's maybe hearing me. She's like texting me. She could not get me today, so she called the office to the shop. You know Mother Urmila. She's like this, like this. She has to get the thing done if there is some mistake of some translation we are doing. So I send a text, I say, I cannot, I'm sorry, I'm busy tomorrow. But like this, it's good actually. I saw that even with many devotees like this. If you have something that I don't know and it doesn't bother me, then where is the impetus to obtain it? So if the opposition comes, that's where it comes to the point where I learned this, that why we don't take demigods prasadam when demigods are devotees. We want to take prasadam of the devotee. Devotee's remnants is more powerful than Krishna's remnants. Then thoroughly Prabhupada's explanation given in Daksha Jagga's place, in fourth canto, if you are interested, you can read fourth canto. Very nicely explained. Those who are the demigod worshippers, they do not have a conception of demigod. They take individually a little twigs or a little branch of a tree as whole tree. And if you water into that branch, you will never get the tree stay survive or alive. Because they don't have that conception. This is one. Another big mistake, the biggest mistake with the demigod worshipper, even in America, amongst the Hindus or whoever worshipping, that they are all impersonalists. You become very friendly. After a few minutes, say, well, you're worshipping very nice, in the church, very nice. You think there is a really form, a personality exists? I was talking to today. Anyway, that this ministry of prison in Stark, Nicole Roy, she's like showing very dedication. So we talked very friendly. I was asking her, so why you believe Jesus is God? If he is the God, then why he went to see his father in the mountain? Why? If I am the God, then why I'm going to see God? It doesn't make any sense, does it? She said, well, he went to see the father. I said, okay, there is the father. A person? Is a father a person that has a character, personality, attributes, some beauty, some humorous, some, you know, like a fearlessness, all kinds of beautiful description given? No, well, he doesn't have a form. I said, like material form. Okay, Bible said that, very nice. But what is his spiritual form like? Some idea? Well, we don't know about that. I said, is the father a person or spirit? Because I knew that she will go immediately down. And she did. She said, yes, spirit. I said, the spirit is like an energy, you know, energy flowing. And person is like a person who has a personality, form, beauty. There's so much quality. Then after a little while, no, is the energy. I said, you are impersonalist. You are atheist. You are not a minister of Jesus Christ. Govind, don't speak to me like this. I said, I am. Because you don't even believe the Father is a person and you think like you are following a God. How do you explain? God is the energy. Any explanation in the history of the world or science that energy exists without energetic? No. Even any intelligent person will understand. So when you address Father is the energy, you are talking about impersonalist, atheist idea. It is not Jesus' teaching.
It's actually a very common Christian philosophy. That's what they think. I think that's one reason why they want Jesus
Yeah, that's true. Well, this is the biggest problem with the demigod worshippers, that most of them are Mayavadi. Period. You poke a little bit. When you offer the plate, do they eat? Even to worship demigod, we should know this. Can you worship demigod without purifying yourself first? No. Everybody purifies. Every demigod worshiper, they purify. How do you purify? Same mantra. Om Keshavaya Nama. You borrowing from Krishna to become purified to worship a demigod. There is no demigod mantra to purify. I studied some of the scriptures. I do not see. We would love to take devotees prasadam if they really offer to Vishnu and then give the remnants to devotee. Is there any devotee who would like to eat without offering? Any? Would you? Then why you think the demigod will take if you offer it without offering to Vishnu? They are just like us. That conception is wrong. They don't understand. And Shankaracharya established this, there is a reason why he established these five main demigods. There Krishna is also there. Krishna is not there. Prabhupada is so merciful. Krishna, Prabhupada said this Vishnu name that he's given is not a Vishnu, the origin, Krishna. Vishnu is another name of demigod. There is also Vishnu, another name of demigod. And that's how he created these five panchopasana things. So that's the reason why we don't. You can use tricky intelligence. Yes, you can use tricky intelligence. Yes, but try to understand this. I want to kill a snake. Will I kill with my hand? Did you ever kill a snake with hand? Generally, no. But generally you kill a snake with a stick, yes? Krishna wants to love. Krishna's love never disturbed. Everybody convinced that? You must understand this. Krishna never ever withdraw his love for the soul, individually. Never. There is no such incident or ever existence. Madhrika Prapanna, this verse is very sweet Gajendra was praying. Madhrika Prapanna, he said, my Lord, I want to surrender. You please deliver me. So Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur put in, why would I deliver you? Because you are always eternally in a liberated position. So you please liberate me. So then Krishna says, why would I liberate you? Everybody is suffering with their karma and like this. My Lord, your nature. What is nature of Krishna? Pure love. Compassion. Always saturated with it. Krishna, in his own constitutional position, he can never stop loving, never can stop not being merciful to the soul. Eternally he is positioned, set in that position, default, you can say, default. That uninterruptedly, always he is loving and helping the soul to come back. Never possible. It appears like sometimes I'm trying so hard, Krishna doesn't respond. So Krishna doesn't respond for a few reasons. One of the main reasons, Madhurya Kadambini explained, that immature heart will not, just like if you have a child and the child has, you are giving a sweet rice or say ice cream, giving ice cream, and the child, and you called your son, come on Ananta, bring your cup. And he brings a cup with a dirty dirt inside. Would you give him the sweet rice? Why? If you say, I don't care, just give me. No. So Krishna does not respond us, even though sometimes, you know, devotees say, we're chanting for 30 years, 40 years. Why Krishna doesn't respond? Krishna will respond. Krishna is watching. If you really know the nature of Krishna, you will be crying every moment. That anything you do, little endeavor to come to Him, Krishna in spiritual world dancing happily. Oh, she is coming. Ekadasi Mata is coming. I'm so happy. And then if she little divert, doesn't want to practice, Krishna said. Literally, Madhurya Kadambini focuses, the Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur says, Krishna feels sad. The soul is coming so close, then all of a sudden turning, don't want to come. So, well, he did not get response. They did not get response because the heart has to be completely clean. Our heart has a lot of salty water. And we want ice cream to go in the salty water. Guess what? It will not taste like ice cream. It will taste like a salty something. I don't know. I haven't tasted yet. But I'm sure it is not a good one. I tell you that. So just like, I'll be back. Just like this, I use the stick to kill the snake. Krishna loves the soul. But the soul wants to exploit and deny Krishna's existence. Deny Krishna's love, deny Krishna consciousness, want to go far away. So Krishna says, I still have to help him. I still have to destroy his poisonous nature. So he uses a stick, and that stick is called demigod. But stick is not a person. If now, next time if you feel a snake in front of you, and you see a stick, and think, okay, stick will help me, stick will save me, stick will kill the snake, stick won't kill the snake. There has to be a person holding the stick. Yes? Similarly, without Krishna, demigod is useless. Just to depend on demigod life after life is wasting time. So Krishna create a scenario that, can he not worship any more demigod, come to me? So he will create some maybe not good, some disaster or something where he met the devotees. That is the good fortune. From Krishna's angle, it is so nice that you are coming. From my angle, I don't see it, so I'm depressed. Devotee association is required. Today, Dibbanga Prabhu was mentioning in the class, devotee's association, Prabhupada says, is number one importance in our, as a devotee, in our progress. We should be always enthusiastic to serve, to chant. We should be fired up. Why not? We are progressing. We will be there eternally. Then of course, your compassionate nature rises. You want to take as many souls. It makes sense? It's hard. Yes, Ma, one of you.
So I wanted to know, of regarding demigod, saying, for example, Shiva. Mm-hmm. Like, if Krishna is the demigod, is there a scripture that Shiva is worshipped? Does that scripture say that Shiva is Solomon?
Yes, they do.
There is.
Yes. And you want to know why?
Yes.
Okay. There's a vast explanation. I really made a chart even. See, Bhajyadatta Maharaj was very kind. He liked that chart. What is your question? I'll come back. I just want to see how much time, because it will take the whole time. I'll come.
I was thinking about fearlessness, because on one hand, devotion is supposed to be fearless, and on the other, we're supposed to be afraid of my. How do you understand that? Being afraid of my, but at the same time, fearless.
That is the sign of humility. Sign of humility. You know that Prabhupada asked that in the morning, you heard that In the morning, Prabhupada told the devotees, so what's the difference between you and me? And then the devotee says, well, there's so many things, but as for Maya, you can fall and I won't. Generally, Prabhupada doesn't brag like this. He's very humble. But that day he was like, I will not, but you may fall. So the devotee was so fascinated, he wants to find out, how is that Prabhupada will not fall down and I may? I want to become like him. Now he was thinking like that. So the next day, after the darshanarthi, then Guru Puja, then class, he came out and he was praying to the deity a little longer. And when he came out, so that devotee was giving the shoes, Prabhupada's shoes, to go up. And then he says, Prabhupada, how come you are taking so long to pray? He said, now you know why I will not fall. Because I pray to protect, to get protection from Maya. But he's fearless. But he takes the shelter of Krishna. So fear causing to take more shelter is become more fearless. Simultaneously. It's a very art of humility. It's very nice. That you have a genuine fear of Maya and then you're taking more and more shelter of Krishna. Krishna loves it. Mother Yashoda has a fear. Even eternal associates. Putana's story is over. Krishna is grown up, you know, 7 years old. One day Mother Yashoda thought, that witch, she was so mean, she grabbed my son. Oh, Krishna! And she grabbed Krishna and started crying and hugging and giving him so many kisses. Krishna said, I love it when she loves me so much. But what's the matter? What's going on, mommy? What's the matter? That witch. Oh, yes, that was scary. He told me. Krishna enjoys, Mother Yashoda enjoys. The fear is there, but that they enjoy it in spiritual world. You follow? So that fear idea is there, but is nourishing the heart. Krishna loves it more, Mother Yashoda kisses. Anything causing him to get more kisses from, we sing, right? Was that idante mukhambuja atanta nilai brinta kuntala snigda raktesya gopa raktesya, reddish, like a bimbo food. Why? Because of the kisses of Mother Yashoda. They glorify because Krishna loves it. Krishna feels very happy. So anything, but that fear is not a fear, it's a stimulating. To relish. It makes sense? So in our spiritual progress, when we progress, this Maya's fear will actually cause us to be close to Krishna. Too close to Krishna. In materially, when you feel separation from a departed person, it takes you farther away from the reality and you go depression, suicidal. In spiritually, when you feel separation from a person, it brings close to that person. This is the opposite nature. You follow? So depression is not depression in spirituality. It is the highest ecstasy. But one who is experiencing, only they can tell you. Okay, if you are not, why are you crying more? Because there is so much happiness. But they don't know how to explain to our level because we won't get it. Because when we cry, we feel like depressed, sad. And actually, material depression is dangerous because Bhakti Siddhanta Sudhakur says, more you become depressed materially, he said this in Chaitanya Bhagavat, you know, the famous verse where Sripad Madhavendra Puri was leaving this world and he was crying and crying. Oi dina dayardanatha, he mathuranatha. Oh my Lord, you gone, oh Mathuranath, I missed you, I could not reach you. It's in the mood of Radharani, Prabhupada said. Prabhupada put in the purport, three people understood this, Lord Chaitanya, Radharani and Madhavendra. And he's crying, I could not meet you. How am I going to go? Hridaya kataram, my heart is tormented. It sounds like suffering, no? Sounds like suffering. And one of his disciples came, Ramchandra Puri. Gurudev, why you are? I'm trying to pretend like a Mayavadi. This is impersonal.
Gurudev, why you are crying? This is not a time to cry. You're in old age. You should think of Brahma.
I should not.
I know. He said, you think of Brahman. And Madhavendra Puri got so angry.
Get out from here. Never want to see your face. Told one of his disciples.
And Prabhupada gave a whole summary, purport about it, 2 pages. And then immediately there's another disciple, Ishwar Puri, who was supporting this separation feeling. He knows that this is ecstasy. And then he prayed for him. He embraced Ishwar Puri, that you're serving me so much, and I'm like incapable of taking care of myself. And this embrace transmitted the ecstasy feeling from Guru's heart to disciple's heart, in that separation feeling. As a result, that disciple, Ishwar Puri, transmitted his ecstasy to who? Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That's how our Guru Parampara got this ecstasy. Prabhupada's purport gives, because we think like, where is this ecstasy coming from? We don't talk about, before Madhavendra Puri, we don't talk much, this ecstasy, bhakti exists. So this is how Prabhupada explained it, how it transmitted. Very sweet. So, fear intensify to be close to Krishna. Is that good? Thank you. Now the Shiva question, let me see. Okay, we have some little time. Just say, there is a 2 conceptions of Shiva. One conception is, the Shiva is Vishnu expansion. In Bhagavatam, it says, dharma prajjita kaitavatra parama nirmat saranam satam veddam vastavam atra vastu shivadam trapatrayanamulanam. Shivadam. This Shiva is Sadashiva. Sadashiva is Krishna himself extended. When Krishna thought of performing Raslila, then from his left side, a beautiful girl appeared. Prabhupada says, Krishna also felt empathetic feeling. Is there somebody loves me? Beautiful girl just appeared from his left side. And she had a 2 quality. Dhabuti means she was anyhow desperate to please that personality. Dhabuti. And how? She had a tremendous passionate love. Passionate love is in Sanskrit called raga. Raga and dhabuti. And take the first word. What is that name? Radha. That's how the Radharani's name came. So then, on the right side came Sadashiva. That Sadashiva manifested as Gopeshwar Mahadev. Then, that expansion further went down all the way to marginal point. Between spiritual world and material world. From there, Shiva expanded as a kala, time. Time is also Shiva. Shiva also expanded as a lingam. You saw, anybody saw the Shiva when they do the puja, abhishek? How they look like? Huh? It's like a lingam, it's like a genital and vagina, like that. This is what their form is. Actually, this is a form. The Mayadevi's form has a 2, Mayadevi has a 2 form. And this is one of the form called Joni, in Brahma Sangita explained, and the lingam. In their emulsification, union, the whole being is spreaded in the material world. Now let's come to this point. We are eternal, yes or no? We are not created. We eternally exist. We are energy of Krishna called Jiva Shakti. We come from this marginal potency, but we are Jiva Shakti. So what Shiva Parvati got to do in our life? My parents had a union, I got this body. What Shiva Parvati's union? Why Bhagavatam and Brahma Sanghita so much? Trailinga Bhagavan, Trailinga Bhagavan. It's explained like this, very nicely. In Brahma Sanghita, so many verses. Shiram jatadadi vikara vishesha yogat sanjayate nahi tathapi tagasti hetu sahaprasti jat prapada simna vichinta tatte govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami. In that verse, it is explaining about Shiva also. Transformation. Why this explanation? Because what causing us in the material world? Between Krishna and this physical body, I have an eye. What is in between that I'm not seeing? Huh? The subtle body. What causes transmigration? Not this physical body, subtle body. Where does this subtle body come from? From that union. Your parents are causing you physical body. But the subtle body is not caused by your parents. Krishna caused your subtle body. Subtle body also has a same like physical body. In 6th canto, 1st chapter, 52 verse. Etat tad etat sorosha kalam lingam shakti trayam mahat datte anushansmiti pungsham harsha soka bhaya artidam. This is the only place I found. Actually, I found because of one Maharaj. He said, I always wonder what this subtle body made of. We generally think mind, intelligence, ego, and that's it, right? No. This is in a short. But subtle body made of 16 elements. Prabhupada gave a beautiful translation and purport. 6151. That it is made of 16 elements, and that subtle body comes from where? This Shiva. Now, because of the time, I'm going to give you one synopsis. Allah Jesus. Say I'm here, I'm thinking, I want to enjoy this world, so many beautiful personality, so much money, so many things, facility. I am taking one for shelter of one Shiva called Shambhu. If I don't take shelter of him, I cannot even think this. I cannot even think this. Soul cannot think like this to enjoy sense gratification. When the Shiva consciousness, Shiva in the material world, he is the highest principle. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur says he is the king of decentralized country. And Krishna is the king of the centralized country. Means Prabhupada says, when everybody wants to has only one goal, how to please Krishna 24 hours a day, everywhere, everywhere, that is Vrindavan. And material world is, you are your own way, I am my own way, even if we get married, but still you are enjoying through your senses, through your world, and I am enjoying through. It's like everybody has their own world. So when I take shelter of Sambhudatta, then I am thinking like this. That Shiva consciousness, when enters into the heart of the soul in the marginal position. Now, who is Shiva in relation to Durga? Mayadevi? Master, husband. Can Shiva enjoy Maya? Is there a restriction? No. Shiva can enjoy as much he wants because he is the lord of the Maya. When that consciousness enters into the soul, I think I am also the legitimate enjoyer of this world. That conception, Shiva, we do not worship. But it exists. Then there is a middle. There is a Sada Shiva, Sambhutattva Shiva, Rudra Shiva. When I think I came to join, I want to chant. Oh, I need to enjoy also sometime. I can't stay in the temple all the time. You know, I want to watch movies, eat ice cream, my own You are taking shelter of this middle Shiva. It is also Shiva. Without his shelter, you cannot think like this. And when you think, I want to serve Krishna, I don't want anything else. I am eternal servant, I don't have any other business, please help me. That time, Lord Krishna will remove your false ego through Sadashiva. So when you enjoy, we're not. Of course there is an, you don't have to say. Do I have to tell you if you put ice cream? Mataji, you need to taste it. Do I have to tell or you'll automatically? Tell me. Thank you. Spiritual life, you don't have to tell, oh, you're supposed to enjoy serving Krishna. Eternally they are enjoying, they forget that they should enjoy, they are so much in happiness. This is spiritual world. So, in details, next week. Gaur Pramanande Hari Hari Bol, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hari. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hari, can you sing? Yeah. You want to give the microphone? Thank you. You let go.